15 minutes past 10 o'clock. Our election coverage starts now. This is our next installment of our 5-week local government election special. Over the last few weeks, until we get to November 1st, we'll be looking at unpacking the municipal issues in the areas where you live. 5 weeks is not nearly enough time to cover every single neighborhood, ward, sub-council, community settlement, 116 wards in the city of Cape Town. So we've largely grouped areas together where there's some sort of geographic significance, some sense of geographic commonality. And today we are in the Noordelike Voors Theater of the city of Cape Town, the northern suburbs, Bellville, Brackenfell, Kraaifontein, Durbanville, Tiger Valley. If you live in those areas and you want to detail what some of your municipal issues are that could influence how you vote on November 1st, give us a call. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. Warren Hewitt is the CEO of the Greater Tigerberg Partnership. Also in a short while, going to be joined by Rob Bissett, who is the CPF chairperson there in Kraaifontein. But Warren, thanks so much for joining us here on The Morning Review. How are you doing?
Morning, Lester. You are very well. And morning to the listeners.
When we think of the northern suburbs, we think of fairly established, working to middle class communities that have been there for quite some time, infrastructure largely laid. But in terms of the area where you live, where your interest is, what are some of the municipal issues that you think could be on voters' minds in that part of Cape Town?
Yes, I think without doubt, the core of the area, the sort of centre of the northern suburbs still is in Bellville primarily. And as you're aware, the northern suburbs really start off the N1. And you have the sort of wealthier suburbs on the one side, Tiger Valley, Durbanville, etc. And the other side, sort of more middle class, edging into those poorer areas. So it really does cover quite a diverse range of communities. And I think it's important that the growth of the area takes into account all of those communities. The biggest area around Bellville is certainly still crime around the transport interchange, and that remains one of the biggest challenges for the city and for whoever who's running the city.
When we talk about the city of the future, how do we see Cape Town? And part of that, we can't have that conversation without talking about how do we see Bellville. It is a second CBD in the city of Cape Town. Also, if you want to look at undoing spatial apartheid, if you want to look at people working closer to their lived, developing industries and trade and business opportunities and retail opportunities, education opportunities, all also falls into the ambit of the question of what happens to Bellville.
Absolutely. I mean, you touched on it earlier with regards to infrastructure, and I think Bellville and our When I talk about Bellville, it really is the broader area, which encompasses a bit of Goodwood, Parro, going to Bellville South. So the Bellville area is rich in infrastructure. We're rich in education. We're rich in health sectors. We've got a very solid logistics base. So industrially and commercially, it's a very rich area with solid foundation. Also a high, dense residential area. So it's got all the makings of, as you termed it, a secondary city to the CBD. And we play an important role in that as underpinning the city of Cape Town as an international destination. It needs the infrastructural support of areas like Bellville. And the city have in fact embarked on designing and working around a master plan for the area to develop the growth and to re-establish it as a significant economic hub. So the city are working hard on that, and there's both short-term and long-term visioning. The long-term visioning, obviously, is the master plan, which as you know, it takes a long time to go through processes. And I think they're embarking on the public participation process in the near future. But there's also a shorter-term initiative coming from the city of Cape Town in the mayoral visible Services Acceleration Initiative, which is looking at different areas in the metropole and accelerating some of those problem areas. And I say crime and grime would be the obvious one, and Bellville is getting attention in that area as well.
I want to, Warren, stay on the line. I want to bring in Rob Bissett. He's the chairperson of the Kraaifontein Community Policing Forum. Rob, thanks so much for coming on here with us. Really appreciate your insight. Kraaifontein, unfortunately, has the onerous, dubious title as one of South Africa's murder hotspots. In fact, it's number one, according to crime stats released in August. How is violent, particularly violent crime, playing as an election issue in this local government election?
Hi, good morning to you all. Thank you very much for the call. Yes, it is a major problem currently at the moment in the northern areas. We are fighting crime on a daily basis, and you know, currently at the moment we are under pressure. We have requested for a couple of years now to have a second police station in the north, especially here in Kraaifontein, because on the left-hand side of the N1 and the right-hand side of the N1, the lower income areas, we are battling, and we are battling tremendously. And let me tell you, Kraaifontein SAPS is doing a tremendous job under the circumstances of where we have to come from. We are battling in regards with manpower. We are battling in regards we have got a lot of people helping us, but we need a second police station badly to service our area, to get from the one side of the N1 to the municipality side of the N1. It takes you nearly up to half an hour if there's an issue, and we need that second police station urgently.
The Kraaifontein policing area is vast, and I have much empathy there with police there in that area. But you also have informal settlements like Wallerstein, Bloemfontein. The development is needed in those areas, because development in places like Wallerstein, in Bloemfontein, jobs there in Wallerstein, in Bloemfontein, safe and secure communities in Wallerstein and Bloemfontein, then means a safer Kraaifontein altogether, doesn't it?
100%. And to be honest with you, the north has grown double the size in the last 5 to 10 years. It's grown double from what it used to be. And the squatter camps that have come up and have grown, area COVID, it's a heck of a area to get into to police. But we're doing it. But there's new areas. There's the gang violence. There's so many things that you need to take into consideration, and the ward councillors need to start getting connected with the CPF and with SAPS and start to put money in the right places. Flower boxes in the middle of the highway in some of the areas is not paying the way we need to get to. We need cameras. We need lights. We need roads to be fixed. There's so many things that need to be done.
Warren, I want to bring you back into this conversation. And yes. This is tongue-in-cheek, but it speaks to, I would guess, how many people see Cape Town as a city of two cities, or a city of actually three or four cities. And Ken jokes, and I know Ken is very... is very playful on the WhatsApp line, but he says, but Lester, from Paro northwards, it's no longer Cape Town, it's CY, it's a different city. And I know Ken means that as a joke, but how do you then see, and this is something that we can talk about, in how people, not a divided city, but a city that is north, that is south, and people often see it as maybe two different places in this overall city of Cape Town. Your thoughts on that?
If we go back a few years, there were multiple municipalities that were created, and the Uni City has brought that all together. And I know the current City of Cape Town Spatial Development Framework plans the connection of all these areas. And as I mentioned earlier, any international city around the world, and we can name anyone, is really underpinned by these secondary nodes. And I think Cape Town does have multiple secondary nodes. If you go down the Wynberg, Claremont area, and the Metro Southeast, the Mitchell's Plain area, and then the Belleville area, these are very key economic nodes which underpin any city strategy, and they're all equally important. Obviously, the movement of people in and around the metropole is a critical thing, and the failure of our public transport services has compounded the movement of people and restricted the movement of people over and above just the COVID lockdown. So public transport is critical to meet the growing demands of a city like Cape Town.
Rob, I'd like your thoughts on that.
I agree with him. We must get a better transport system. But at the same time, fixing the transport system, we need to fix the roads. You just need to go in with a police vehicle into Wallerstein and Boekenbosch just to get to a scene, to a problem. You've got to go through potholes, and most of the vehicles are in the garages because they've been repaired after all the roads had been got so many potholes.
We are speaking to Rob Bissett. He's the Kryfontein CPF chairperson, also Warren Ewart. He is the CEO of the Greater Tygerberg Partnership. We are talking about your municipal issues. If you live in the north, what we consider the north of the city, I'd like to know what municipal issues are affecting you. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. Rob, when it comes to public transport, and we have huge issues with that, with the Belleville line and the Belleville to Paarl line, also taxi issues becoming almost exacerbating the already widespread gang violence in that part of the city. In terms of an election issue, do you think people are going to be asking questions of political parties by asking them, what are you going to do about public transport in this part of the world so that we can get to and from work safely and easier?
110%. Obviously, transport is a major issue. And trains, let's talk about trains as well. Your train transport from the north, it's hectic. Safety issues, the around the stations, all that needs to be taken into consideration for the voters.
There's a message here that asks, please ask your guests about what they intend to do about the ridiculous proposed plan to start high-rising housing in Boston. These aren't politicians that we have on air here at the moment, Sheila. We are asking you, if you live in that area, then let me know, what are your thoughts and what are some of the municipal issues that could impact on the way you vote. So please call us, Sheila, and let us know why the issue of high-rise housing in Boston is an issue for you. Warren, densification is probably the future in what we can expect here in the city of Cape Town, as what many cities around the world are turning to. Gone are the days of sprawling lawns and huge houses of single stories. We are seeing more and more densified housing, and that is probably the future that we're going to be seeing here in the city of Cape Town. There's very little place to move here in Cape Town, except if you're going sort of north of Parkland, Sunningdale, connecting to Atlantis. We are running out of space in the city.
Yes, we are. So the densification and affordable accommodation in and around transport interchanges is going to be where development does go. We need to, as I mentioned earlier, get people around our metropole, but we also need to get them closer to their workplaces in an affordable manner. And affordable and more densified housing closer to public transport routes is going to be where development goes, and that's a trend that comes from around the world. And I think post-COVID, there's going to be a lot more residential development closer to business areas rather than people relying on traversing into a CBD or a small destination for work. So I think that kind of densification is going to happen. But there's some very interesting and innovative ways of doing that. So it's not just a case of slapping high-rise buildings into residential areas or close to CBDs. Mm. There's some very innovative ways of and trends in how living is being designed going forward.
Warren Ewart, CEO of the Greater Tygerberg Partnership. Rob Bissett, Kryfontein CPF chairperson. If you live in what we consider the north of the city, Let me know what some of your municipal issues are, which could affect the way you vote on November the 1st.